Speaker!
Order, order.
The Speaker, David Carter, who began the week by swearing in Aaron Gilmore, coming back into the House off the National Party's list to replace Lockwood Smith. Mr Carter then followed up with this.
I present the report of the Auditor-General entitled Inquiry into the Government Decision to Negotiate with Sky City Entertainment Group Limited for an international convention centre.
That was just after two on Tuesday, leaving opposition MPs little time to read the report before their first opportunity to discuss it came about 20 past two when their leader, David Shearer, rose to ask this question, strategically placed at number nine.
To the Prime Minister, does he stand by all his statements?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes.
And that opened the gate for Mr Shearer to quiz the Prime Minister on details in the report.
Can he explain the Deputy Auditor-General's comments, quote, the meetings and discussions between government representatives and Sky City were materially different in quantity and kind than those between the government and other parties?
The Prime Minister accused Mr Shearer of taking quotes out of context.
What the Auditor-General makes quite clear in her report is that there was nothing inappropriate. And as I said, she herself says, and I quote, we see no evidence to suggest that the final decision to negotiate with Sky City was influenced by any inappropriate considerations, which is total vindication, we did nothing wrong.
Mr Key went even further, seeking an apology from Greens co-leader Matuia Ture, who'd called for the Auditor-General's report.
The central finding of the report and the basic accusation that that member's made and why she owes me an apology is that no evidence to suggest that the final deal
point,
to negotiate...
Point of order.
Matuia Ture accused the Prime Minister of breaking the embargo on the report to get his story in first, only to cop a broadside from Mr Key.
This is the member that went to the Auditor-General and said we'd done something wrong. There's nothing wrong. Go back to the Auditor-General's report that says we have seen no evidence to suggest that the final decision to negotiate with Sky City was influenced by any inappropriate considerations. Mr Speaker, sadly for the Greens, she's gone on a wild goose chase and found at the end of it there is no goose waiting there for her.
David Shearer was planning to cook Mr Key's goose when he led off Wednesday's general debate.
Everybody that's read this report, any reasonable New Zealander, sir, will see that he was not vindicated. He was implicated. He was implicated right up to his eyeballs, sir. This was a shonky deal, and Mr Key is donkey deep in a shonky deal.
Responding to Mr Shearer for the government, its fourth-ranked Cabinet Minister, Stephen Joyce.
It's all rubbish, Mr Speaker. Firstly, the Auditor-General made it clear is that there's nothing at all to suggest the final decision to negotiate with Sky City was influenced by any inappropriate consideration.
And Stephen Joyce was back on Thursday, answering questions for his Prime Minister, including this one from Labour's Deputy Leader Grant Robertson.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Does he agree that the Prime Minister certainly moved to the extent of saying that he himself offered regulatory relief? If so, were other bidders to build a convention centre in Auckland offered regulatory relief?
Honourable Stephen Joyce, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
On behalf of the Prime Minister, what I stated quite clearly in the answer to question two yesterday was that regulatory relief has not been offered to Sky City.
For regulatory relief, read more pokie machines and an extension of Sky City's casino licence, the key elements at the heart of opposition suspicions of a special deal, and the subject of repeated questions on Wednesday, which met responses like this one from Mr Key.
All bidders were told that we were looking for creative solutions. It was a cash-strapped government. Every bid was different.
Complaints that the Prime Minister was not answering the question were rejected by the Speaker, drawing this protest from the Leader of the Opposition.
With the greatest respect, I don't want the answer to be interpreted by you. I want the Prime Minister to answer that question.
With the greatest respect to you, sir, you're asking me to interpret whether I think the Prime Minister has satisfactorily answered your question. And I was doing that.
And so Mr Shearer tried again.
Did his Chief of Staff ask or offer Sky City regulatory relief? It's simple.
Well, I think the Prime Minister certainly moved to the extent of saying that he himself offered regulatory relief. It would be helpful. Order!
But as Grant Robertson pointed out, that had just been denied by Mr Joyce, which caused the Speaker to change his mind.
The difficulty I am faced with is on numerous occasions yesterday, members who had asked a question then felt that question hadn't been adequately addressed. In future, what I will do is not attempt to reinterpret the answer, but will simply rule whether the question has been addressed to my satisfaction.
I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.